Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Mark McConville from Pistol Shrimps Radio. We have a new episode of Mall Walking for you. But Matt and I bought some new wireless lavalier microphones. We did a 90-minute sort of test drive of these microphones with mixed results. As you'll hear on the episode, the new microphones allowed us to wander all over the mall without anybody giving us a second glance, and that was great, especially for me. But also, the microphones picked up lots and lots and lots and lots of mall sounds and noise, so the audio quality on this episode is maybe not up to our standards. We tried to apply some audio wizardry and technical know-how to this thing, but it's just not quite where we would like it to be. But rather than throw the whole thing out, we're going to post this visit to the shops at Montebello, even though the audio is not quite where we want it. We'll keep working on getting the technical side of things in check. But in the meantime, if you're enjoying the show, we thank you for listening. Please leave a review, tell a friend, follow us at Pistol Shrimps Radio on Instagram for lots of photos of us at the mall. You can follow us on Twitter at Shrimps Radio for, I guess, occasional tweets. We're not really on there very much. As always, you can email the show at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. We have another very, very exciting episode coming your way very soon. We hope you weird mall kids are enjoying mall walking.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walkin'.
This is Mall Walkin'.
Wow. But we're not walking right now. My name's Mark McConville.
My name's
You might know me as Buzz Quarterly or Skim Whitman.
Chiz Backwell.
Tarp Tillman.
You might know me by who I actually am, Matt Gorley.
My real name is Mark McConville.
Right. The thing is, we're mall sitting.
Just to kind of do a refresh. Spring has sprung.
There's a lot to cover. A lot of news.
Yeah, and a lot of nudes that Matt keeps sending me, even though I ask him not to.
This is also a nude mall. Nude mandatory. It's just crazy that they have a bunch of clothing stores.
It's all clothing stores.
Yeah.
And they're all a test.
But all the mannequins are nude.
And the clothes are invisible.
Here's the deal. Mark McConville and I, we used to do a show called Pistol Shrimps Radio where we called women's basketball rec league play.
But we didn't know gymnasiums.
And we didn't know a damn sight about sports.
I'm not sure who actually does know about basketball.
Not a single person. Every commentator's making it up.
And you're believing it.
Then we changed to doing Let's Answer Emails episodes.
And we might still answer some emails because we do have a lot of them.
Hell, we might even cover another ball game because the Pistol Shrimps are back at it.
Yeah. I mean, there are options. It's been a while since we've had this many options.
Right. Then we began this series called Mall Walking, where we record ourselves walking through malls. It's that simple. Today, it's what I used to know as the Montebello Town Center, but I actually think it's called the Shops at Montebello.
Which is
rebranded.
Because the Shops at Santa Anita is where Mall Walkin' came to a hard pause.
That's right. So if you're just joining us, last episode, we covered the second floor of the Shops at Santa Anita with special guest Sonam of Sessi.
It was great. We had a great time. We actually did a little shopping. We got some business done. Commerce happened.
Then we got busted by security.
They were really nice about it.
Passive aggressively. And then we have gone through a long series of slow negotiations on getting back in there. The current update is it's looking good. They're looking to approve dates that we might go back to finish the episode, but for a while we got ghosted.
We did. I think they just didn't write back.
I think they also wrote back the morning that the second segment came out about Mall Walking on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. It's just, is that a coincidence where we took the Shops of Santa Anita to task?
Well, that's another update, Matt, is that your friend and boss, Conan O'Brien, got wind of this.
Yeah. There have been two segments.
Maybe
so
he's
far.
Had some feelings on it.
Right. First, but it was, what the hell was this? Second, it was basically, can I begrudgingly help you force Santa Anita to allow Sona, you, and myself back in?
And I don't want to be too presumptuous, but I could imagine a certain stripe of Conan O'Brien's fans reaching out to Santa Anita Mall and saying, hey, I mean, Santa Anita Mall is available on Facebook. They're available on Twitter. They're available on Instagram. I'm sure somebody out there went, hey, we want to hear the rest of the mall walking.
Yeah.
Just a random citizen.
You're doing one of those, will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest things, where you're saying, you could do this, but the code.
But I'm not saying.
Yeah.
But I don't mean to say, please, right? I actually don't think you should
do
that.
You basically incited our listeners into a January 6th style resurrection.
Happy Easter. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
So that's coming. And what's crazy, on the way here, this is no joke. I live probably 15, 20 minutes from Sonam Obsessive.
And you and I live about 5 minutes apart.
We're driving to Montebello Town Center, currently called Shops at Montebello, not to be confused with the Shops at Santa Anita. And who do we see walking down the street not 10 blocks from my house?
Sona.
And she goes, where are you going? She was with a very nice friend. And we said, we're going to do mall walking.
Well, don't you think you should also say that you meant to text me, but you texted Sona and me? Probably with that, just to go like, hey, what time should we meet up today? Can we do this time? And Sona went, am I supposed to be on this?
Well, first she went, sure, that sounds good to me. She's the best. Then here we are. We just finished a meal before going through the mall.
One of us ate healthy and one of us didn't. And I'm not going to say which is which, because I need plausible deniability here, Matt.
Okay, I won't rat you out.
That you had a bad meal and I ate a delicious, healthy meal.
I won't say what you ate, but I will say what I ate. I had a side of hummus and some pita, and the pita was really just two tortillas that I ate right away and then just fork fed myself a bunch of hummus.
I had some pizza. It was easiest. Honestly, I looked around and went, we don't have a lot of time here. I don't have time to go to BJ's to get a Pizookie.
I can't judge you for having pizza.
Give me pizza and then
food. I had pizza yesterday.
Well, there you go.
I had bugs for lunch. So the other thing to report is, if this sounds slightly different,
yes,
we're rocking a new recording system.
Some listeners wrote into pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com and said, how about you get those clip-on mics? They're like little, they look like pagers.
Yeah, they look like mini pagers.
But people had suggested, like, maybe you don't have the handheld microphones. And I think there are benefits and drawbacks to that, Matt.
Yeah,
the benefits are probably no one will know we're doing this.
Right.
Though they are pretty conspicuously placed on our clothing, and they do have blue lights on.
Well, this brings up a conversation that I wanted to have on mic, and that is, do we disguise these with like a little sticker on the front of them that seems like there's some kind of badge that people would wear in a legitimate way, like I voted or joined the Mormon church?
Yeah, that could work. I also, the house next to ours was put up for sale, and the guy who bought it brought his dad over when they bought it, and we kind of went over and met them. And he had sort of a device on a lanyard, and he said, oh yeah, this kills germs in a 12-foot radius or something.
Bullshit.
Well, of course it's bullshit, but you could just say, oh yeah, these are air purifiers. They're wearable air purifiers.
Or this is like my tracheostomy thing that makes me talk normal. Otherwise, I go like this.
That one I feel like is maybe less believable. But really, I don't think anybody's going to say much of anything. You can also say these are pedometers. We're counting our steps.
That's true. I do notice on the headphones, and I'm going to take the headphones off for the walk so we look even less inconspicuous or conspicuous. But the background noise isn't quite as filtered out as those good mics we had. Although I will say this about the Shops at Montebello. I don't know if you can hear the music. It's classic mall music.
Oh, it's the first time in any mall that we've been in that's been had some, I feel like it's not Kenny G, but it's maybe like Lenny G.
Yeah.
It might be Jenny G for all we know. I don't want to misgender our saxophone player, but we got some smooth jazz, and that's with three O's.
Yeah, smooth. So I think that's all the business. Let's sound on this. Just lower yours a little. Let me hear if it.
What do you mean? Put it on the zipper?
Yeah, maybe try it down there. I just wonder if we get more resonance.
Do a little bit of that.
Oh, that is nicer.
That is better.
Yeah, maybe I'll lower.
Yours is kind of right where mine is, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I think that is better.
All right, so I'll do a little audio wizardry with it if I can.
Yeah, maybe point it up though.
Point it. I see what you mean. Yeah. Do you want me to put it on this pocket?
Well, then your jacket will rub it.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I think that's good how it is.
Yeah, we'll try to. Because I'm talking right into that.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, bear with us, listener.
Because we're trying this out.
We also wanted to record this system using an iPhone. And right before this, I bought a cable at the T-Mobile store that was the wrong cable. And so I think on mic, we're going to go back and return that
cable. But you didn't get a receipt.
Yeah, but I mean, I can give them the same credit card. Open.
And just say, hey, this box that I totally demolished when I opened this cable doesn't work. And so let me get a picture of the cable just to make sure.
But you
people can see we're on Instagram with this stuff. We're taking pictures at the mall. So it's not in.
She was kind of a little impatient with me as it was because she kept saying, what do you need it for? And I didn't want to explain the full system. I knew what we wanted, although ultimately I didn't.
I would have done the same exact thing you did. It's like you need this connection to that connection.
Yeah.
Not knowing there's a specialty cable that you need.
All right, so I'm going headphones off.
Got it.
And we're going to begin this endeavor through the shop set.
And maybe we'll check in once we do floor one or something like
that. Yeah, all right. So, listener, you don't have to do anything. We're just going to pack up, and I'm going to put this... it's kind of a fanny pack I've got going on.
No, I like this thing. Who makes this? Topo?
It's for a bike handlebars.
Oh, but it also works as a bum bag?
I guess.
A sling?
This feels so weird not to hear it in a headphone.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because we'll get headphones next time.
This is a maiden voyage of a different era. We don't have the handheld thing, which disarms people. I think they know something's going on. But
yeah.
They might just think we're lunatics who are talking to each other at the mall.
Oh, I just had a drink of water. That was my water bottle crackling. Okay, Mark, it feels good to be back. Thanks for that preamble, everybody.
Yeah, it's still during school hours, but I am noticing here in the Montebello, the shops at Montebello, a couple of kids. Are they weird mall kids? I don't know.
I think a weird mall, we should classify what a weird mall kid is. When in my mind, a weird mall kid is a kid that's just on their own, has braces, but not on their teeth. They have a receding hairline.
Yeah. They have an adjustable rate mortgage.
Yes. And they're likely going to either the military recruiter or an income tax store in the mall.
Do they work at the mall?
Not typically.
The weird mall kid is just at the mall.
Yeah, the mall kid is using the mall, the weird mall kid.
Well, we're at the You Are Here sign at the shops at Montebello. I'm going to take a little picture.
Oh, my
we'll
God.
We'll run these down, Matt.
Oh, you know what I'm so excited about? I'm so thrilled because I'm looking. First of all, before I even get into this, I just want to say something really exciting right now. Security at 2 feet.
I saw him.
By us. Nah, it didn't even second glance at us.
So this is great. I feel a new lease on life.
Pure impunity.
Yeah.
We can do White House walking.
We can do black market walking.
We can do Fort Knox walking, the Louvre walking.
Fort Knox walking.
Fort Knoxon. All right.
Get down.
Now we're back. When we drove here, it's been a couple of both of us.
Well, you want to just run these down?
I do, but I just want to start with the category of department stores.
I'll read the first two. You want to read the last three?
There's five total.
Yeah.
All right.
Forever 21.
Uh-huh.
A new anchor store, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. JCPenney, a classic.
Uh-huh.
Take it, Matt.
Macy's? God Macy's Home and Macy's Starbucks.
God
we got
damn it.
Three Macy's.
What is a Macy's Starbucks?
God, it makes me want to bust out the old handhelds.
I actually feel like I could test the limits of it now.
There's no way.
What are they going to do?
They're just going to think we're wearing some kind of medical device.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pre-diabetic, and this measures my sugar.
I'm post-diabetic, and this measures my sugar, that I, like, how much I'm happily eating.
We have a bunch of shoe stores.
Aldo, I used to get shoes at Aldo when I wanted to wear slightly European pointies.
I bought a pair of Aldo shoes. They lasted longer than almost any other shoe I've ever had. They were great dress shoes.
All right.
The stink made me throw them away.
Oh.
Not the wear and tear.
Tremendous amount of shoe stores.
Finish here. Line, Foot Locker, Journeys, Kids Foot Locker, Puma Lab.
Wayne Footwear? That's...
Puma Lab feels like an X-Men sub comic book, like weird, they're building a Puma.
Weird mall kids definitely shop at Robert Wayne Footwear. If ever you're getting two size feet footwear, that's...
Shoe Crush, Shoe Palace, Steve Ben Vans.
Yeah, we got electronics and technology. Let's just go through the categories.
Yeah, here. Sports and fitness.
Restaurants and eateries.
Services.
Health and beauty.
Toys and hobbies.
Extreme toys. I'm curious about that. Apparel.
Children's apparel.
Jewelry.
Accessories.
Specialty stores.
And cards and gifts.
This is the Montebello Town Center. Do you want to start up a steps calculator?
Hashtag Montebello Moments, Matt. Let me get my counter going.
Oh,
we're going to do an open goal outdoor walk. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, mall walking.
Well, do we want to talk about the food court at all since that's where we're starting?
Yeah, you got a classic food court here. Some old favorites and new favorites alike.
You had Sbarro, which was a classic
for
me.
It was not great.
No.
But I needed something quick.
Okay.
That's really my defense of it all.
I had Local Mediterranean Grill.
How local was it? You think they're growing hummus in the back?
Well, it was in the Montebello Mediterranean.
There's this
I had some Gaza strips. And
there's an ice cream place, a Charlie's Philly Steaks.
Yeah.
Hot dog on a stick. I feel bad for the place that's like tucked over by the bathroom.
Right.
It's like a sandwich, like a torta place.
I guess
but I feel sort of bad.
If you're going to put a torta place.
Matt.
Well, now it should get a little quieter as we enter the mall proper. What would you say? This is a mid-sized mall, do you think?
I won't know till I walk it, if I'm being honest with you.
That was a trick question I gave you and you passed.
Right away, we're at Sweet Treats.
Here is a store called Sweet Treats, but it's almost entirely bags of chips.
Mostly chips.
Yeah. I would say literally at least half bags of chips.
And then some pillows that are bags of chips.
Also, no humans.
They're hiring, so.
Because there's literally no one working. Oh, here comes someone now.
Oh, yeah. She's just restocking some of the sweeter items.
I'm so used to getting second looks from people, and we're not.
This is going to be a different vibe altogether. It's also, like, not quite. It's a weekday. It's in the afternoon.
Yeah.
There's probably still kids in school. Uh-oh, you're just going right in to return this guy?
I bought the wrong one. Hello. Can you? I'm an idiot. I'll just return it if I can.
What kind do you need?
I don't need one now, unfortunately. We don't need a cable. We need a wireless thing. So I just need to return it. Yeah. Find your receipt. Sorry about that. Do you want the card?
I see what T-Mobile has to offer. Maybe I'll switch from AT&T.
Oh. Are you an AT&T man?
I am.
I'm a Verizon guy.
Well, good for you.
Well, I'm not proud of it.
You're not?
I'm willing to be talked into T-Mobile.
Really?
Basically,
we can all agree, we just hate Sprint, right?
We can agree.
Yes.
This is Sprint.
Well, I can agree that I hate
Y'all bought Sprint.
Yeah. So I was not on the Sprint side, so I hate it equally.
I see.
I was already on the T-Mobile side prior.
Smart. You never sold out.
You know who we don't like? Mint Mobile. Oh, wait.
Oh.
They got bought over, too.
I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're buying.
You're absorbing every phone company.
What about A through S Mobile?
Who knows?
WXYZ Mobile?
PDQ?
You could talk me into a flip phone these days, I'm talking.
I've been thinking about getting a flip phone or the light phone, you know?
Sure.
Just to not be smart.
You don't want a smartphone, you want a C-minus phone?
I want a dumb phone, yeah. I want a barely passing phone.
D's get degrees phones?
Mm-hmm. Like adult school, night school phone. Yeah. Remember on Super Ego, Jeremy said the night mall?
I think about it all the time.
It's one of my favorite things ever. Thank you. I think she's printing out a receipt that I can then use to return this lightning cable.
But I got to tell you, we just did this whole thing without really anybody knowing or caring.
Yeah. And I'm wearing what looks like some kind of Kim Kardashian butt.
Oh, yeah, because you're... It doesn't look that bad.
I guess.
It doesn't look good.
But what would you think if you don't know I'm recording something? You just think that's one of those guys that like uses a lot of cell phone wallets and holsters and things like that?
I guess so, yeah.
That's too bad.
I gotta look at the new iPhone here.
I have the new iPhone.
Do you have the 14? Oh, look at that guy.
We're trying to keep this interesting, but at the same time, actually trying to transact a return. So we gotta keep talking. We gotta narrate this, and I think that's more on you.
It's me. Friend.
Yeah,
it's more fun to sort of let the imagination run wild. While I feel like we can do this, I am still somewhat uncomfortable with it, even though no one cares.
Well, because it's at least it was out in the open in the past. You know?
Yeah.
It was what you see, what you get. WYSIWYG.
What?
WYSIWYG.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Is that WYSIWYG?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't finish the workout.
Thank you so much. Sorry that we're such dumb shoppers. It's not really his fault. It was me.
It is my fault.
I
take full blame. I'm so sorry.
What are you guys trying to do?
We're recording a conversation with ourselves as we walk through a mall.
Hmm.
It's pretty stupid, huh?
Is it for research or a podcast?
All of these things.
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah.
Personal well, or podcast. Business?
Personal.
It's a little,
it's
little
of both,
little column A, little column of B. Yeah.
Oh, so sorry.
No, no.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Might take a couple days to go back.
That's fine. Thank you. Check it out on Stitcher, Apple products, and MySpace.
Well, we just did a return, Matt, and then at the very end, seems like, but it wasn't really these microphones that tipped her off. It was the, I'm returning this cable that I don't need anymore.
It was that line of questioning, that interrogation. Hey, did you, in the show notes for the last episode, do I recall you noting that we did a transaction like Sona made a return?
I believe, yeah.
So that's, we got a return in on this one.
Great, no problem. I'll add it to the show notes. You can read those notes probably in your podcast player of choice.
Sure. Hey, here we are, the aforementioned BJ's.
BJ's is a West Coast thing, I think. I had never heard of BJ's before I moved here. Now, we got to stop here and look and just see. There's just a Bank of America deposit box right here in the mall. Why is that here?
Under the escalators.
Under the escalators, where business happens.
I think well, if you wanted to rob, you go through the escalator, not through the vault, you know?
I mean, it's temporarily out of service here, Matt, so we probably could just lift up a panel of the escalator and take the deposits from Forever 21 and such.
You're not kidding.
All right, we're down here at Yesman and Ufkim.
Ufkim and Yesman.
Some photos
would you rather
will be
shop
taken.
At Yesman or No Women? I have to say, I think this mall's in fairly good shape.
Yeah, I don't feel the sort of like
well-kept
commercial decay of a mall.
Yeah.
That you might feel in other malls we've visited.
It seems like it's got a certain amount of traffic. Nothing's in disrepair. I haven't seen any empty shops.
Outside from this escalator, which is not going down.
That's true.
Shout out to Mitch Hedberg. This escalator has become stairs.
Yes. Okay, we're here at the first anchor store, ladies and gentlemen, the ground floor.
JCPenney.
Now we could go in here and...
Now are you going to tell me, like, I don't want to?
I don't
want to
go in. What's the thrill? There's no danger, man. It's the juice. I'm in it for the juice.
And if there's no juice, there's no use.
That's right. You know what I haven't seen so far?
What's that?
Massage chairs.
Oh, God, Matt. You really have brought up a great point.
Yeah.
There are no massage chairs.
Well, we don't know. There might be, but we just haven't seen them yet.
Q-Love looks like another independent ladies clothing option for you here at the shops at Montebello.
A lot of clothing boutiques. Here's one called Chic.
Chic Shoes.
But not like C-H-I-C.
S-H-I-E-K-H.
Which like... Oh, here's where you can buy little hoodies with dinosaur spikes for children.
It says kids to teens, but I'm really just seeing kids.
That's like boys to men. It's like a kid's number two, teens. Huh. Well,
I appreciate the effort they're making as we pass Hollister.
Now, Hollister must have been a Abercrombie and Fitch at one point. Because if I'm looking at the built-out storefront of anything, I know I'm looking at an Abercrombie and Fitch.
It does feel like Hollister rose from the ashes of an Abercrombie and Fitch overall.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Though I think Abercrombie is still a company, are they not?
I think so. Here's Eye Exam of California, the only state-sponsored eye exam store in the Montebello shops at Montebello Town.
Are you nearsighted? Get Gavin Newsom involved.
Oh, here's an empty storefront.
We got an empty store, but this one...
What would you guess this was?
This is across from the food court. So we've made it back to where we started in the food court.
We're one quarter of the way through the mall.
This looks enormous.
I think this was an express or a limited.
It does look very big and very polished. Looks like almost like a black and silver fancy store. I don't know what that would be.
Well, why didn't we just look here for cables at the
kiosk? Oh, Matt, you're going to buy a cable from Tech and Fix?
Well, I already ordered the proper one from the
Rode this is not
website.
Worth it, but this is maybe where we should have gone.
I just wanted some cheap headphones.
We also didn't know where to buy that stuff. If you want cheap headphones, this is probably the place to get them.
That's true.
I'll tell you, though, I got a pair of them wired Apple earbuds that you could just have.
But those still have the lightning cable.
No, I got the old guys.
Yeah, that's what we need next time.
I got
time.
Some of those.
Well, next time we won't need it. We'll go wire. Look, it's not your problem, listener. Here's Club 25. Not and Forever 21. When you age out of Forever 21, don't worry, you still got Club 25.
There's a four-year period where you can shop here, and then after that, you're on your own.
Yeah. Oh, look at the sass on these mannequins.
Oh, yeah. One of them's hand is kind of messed up.
But this isn't really a store, because it's
This is a dead store, but then there's an invisible batsman
what
here.
What is going on?
So you want to look like you're hitting a home run there, Matt? With this newfound freedom, you don't even have to put... You don't even have to put a microphone down. The only encumbrance you have is this bottle of water.
Yeah, I'll finish it soon enough. You'll see.
All right. I believe you.
Wow. That was an interesting non-store.
Every mall we've gone to has had a Zoomies.
Yes. That's a store that's cropped up since I had never known.
This
before.
Is not my mall. I'm too old for this.
I don't know. I might buy some shoes in there.
I do. All right. We got... Okay. Well, total weird mall kids.
Absolutely just passed three weird mall kids. Let's take a second to...
No doubt about it.
Oh, and
we found massage chairs.
Oh my God, so much just happened. We didn't even notice the massage chairs because three actual weird mall kids just... Oh wait, there's a fourth in there.
Oh, it must be school. School's out. It's right around 3 o'clock.
Okay. Would you call them tweens?
I mean, the vibe is similar.
Maybe like, but how old are we talking? 13, maybe?
Yeah, probably 12 to 14 in there, somewhere around there.
Each one of them carrying a large stuffed animal.
And then one of those like cheap vinyl backpacks with strings for straps.
Yes, like that you would get on an airplane where they're trying to make it feel like you were worth something.
Or you're going to a concert, an outdoor event, and they're like, hey, do you want a bottle of water with... A bag around it.
Yeah, and they're wearing masks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now we got a little bit more information.
I sure did.
Let's keep walking. They have that bag. They all built a bear.
For Carlos's birthday.
He's 14.
Carlos's 14th
because he's got a sticker on.
So we're still doing birthday parties at the mall. Some things haven't changed.
Will you hold my water? I got to tighten my fanny pack.
Yeah, no problem, pal. You know I'll help you out. It looks like we're heading here towards a big, what's the shoe crush?
Who's your first shoe crush?
I would say, you know what I really like?
Kenny?
I did a Buster Brown when I was real little.
Me
but
too.
I think my first true shoe crush were those Andre Agassi sort of mid-high top tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of had a pinkish orange to them and a black like waffle grid.
I thought.
Great shoes. We're headed to this sort of big rotunda. Made a picture of the art here. Just, I mean, this looks like a mall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Don't change a thing.
And it continues on. I actually think this is a fairly large mall.
Not bad.
Well, we've hit our first Macy's. It's the Macy's home store. This is thrilling to me, except it's actually not at all thrilling because
my anxiety is low because I don't care. We are a couple of wireless boys.
My anxiety is high because my anxiety is low.
Your anxiety is high because it's low?
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Not at all.
Well,
okay. Well, these people are having a conference call on the sofa over here. So what are we worried about?
I know. No kidding. Maybe you heard that, listener, but two people were just sitting in a sectional in a fake living room having a conference call about their kids.
This does make me think about just furniture in general. I don't know that I've gone to a furniture store in a long time.
Well, you ought to get back to it, Mark. Start living again.
But I don't think I would purchase any of this furniture.
Oh, this? No. I don't think so either.
I build all my own furniture.
Really? I don't.
This would be the real move, is to do the massage chairs in a Macy's.
There's no reason we can't. I say we end up back here. You think these babies are on? Because the other thing is we don't have to pay. Ooh, look at that. That's the Cadillac of massage chairs.
Oh, my gosh. Brookstone.
It's Brookstone. Oh, that's, no. $8,000 for this baby.
Is that true?
It looks like a Bentley. Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah. The BK750.
Oh, my gosh. This is the Burger King 750.
I'm in the market.
Wireless charger built
this
in?
This is something else. It's, I mean, you also have the BK450 over here. A little
not
less.
Interested. It's $4,000. That's for peasants. I wouldn't deign to sit in a $4,000 massage chair.
Well, if we...
a $3,000 massage chair. So pander much, Macy's?
You really have to like massages if you're going to spend
$8,000
on a massage chair. And
I just thought of something.
Matt, that's before tax.
You're right.
What'd you think of? Time travel? Did you crack it?
I may have a concern with today's massage chair ending.
Why?
Yesterday I had a, let's just call it a section of my back removed.
Oh, no.
And it was the size of a large wad of chewing gum.
Okay.
And about that consistency.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. But I have a major, like, I've got stitches on the surface of my back and then subcutaneously below that.
Are they going to melt?
Yeah, they're the dissolving stitches.
I saw them at the knitting factory, the dissolving stitches. Classic stuff here on mall walking.
Yeah, guys, we're just getting started here because we haven't been at it for like a month, I think, or something like
we
that.
We had to take some time off, try to let the shops at Santa Anita get back to us.
Yeah, we like to now let the malls know we're coming so they can spruce it up a little.
Do they? No, they don't.
We don't know.
It doesn't seem like it.
No.
We're passing. We got Daniel's Jewelers and Kevin Jewelers right across from one another.
Wow.
Flanking the Macy's home store.
They get along?
I always wonder about that stuff. Like the cheesecake, the cheese steak places in Philadelphia that are like rivals. Yeah. But come on. Isn't it good for business to just have both
That's
of
what
them?
I wonder. It's
are
like,
they in on it?
Choose a crowd. Eight's a company, because then you've got like Furniture Row, but two competing furniture stores, that would be tougher, I think.
But don't you feel like, well, if the line at Pat's is short, I can just go to Gino's or vice versa? Where
That's
I went
true.
To school, there were two like Greek Euro places.
Well, what if
right across
lines
the
are
street?
Short?
Yeah, then
they're eating into each other's business, you know what I mean?
It just depends on if are you undead? You go on the side of the shady side of the street to stay out of the sun. But if you're not undead, you go to the other one and get some sunlight.
How does that apply?
It doesn't.
Okay. Dodgers Clubhouse.
Dodgers Clubhouse.
Oh, there we go.
Wall to wall Dodger stuff.
A lot
with
of blue
a few
and white.
Exceptions. There's some Lakers stuff in there too.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Any Kings stuff. I'm going to a Los Angeles Kings game tonight, and my hat is so old and nasty that I want to replace it.
You know what's scary is I'm assuming all of this is recorded.
Yeah, we don't really know. There's a good chance that...
Did I even press record? Hold this.
Oh, no.
right now, if the listener is laughing, they know I've pressed record.
But if they're not, we're real stupid.
We are rolling. And it's still, I'm still seeing signal.
Yeah. Are you smelling any signal?
Like, that's so bad I can't sit down. Here's Victoria's Secret once again.
Yeah. Now, are we going to go down and come back? Or are we going to go into Macy's and go up and go?
Well, we got to come back. I think we all.
We do have to do the loop.
Yeah.
Okay. We really are getting some steps in today then.
Yeah. Okay. Now, H&M, they're calling an anchor store.
But it's another one of these internal anchors.
Yeah, I think that's a lie. I think that's a. I think they should be ashamed of themselves.
This is corporate greed. Because they're taking up individual spaces that could be other stores.
And it's right next to a legitimate anchor store, Macy's, which we'll be heading right into. And I'm going to go straight up to the first person I see that works there and say, we're recording.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, you're going to kick us out?
What do you think the theme song to this place is?
Three men suits? Three men suits.
That's what I was going for. Oh. Good looking suits in there.
You think?
A lot of suits. Nothing remarkable yet, really, for me, Matt. There's no, like, ooh.
I just got something remarkable.
What?
We just walked by a jeweler's, and the guy was just leaning on the front of the store. And when I looked in, he winked at me like, that's right. I got it going on here.
I'm selling jewelry, and you're not.
Yeah. Hey, would you and I are as close as two friends can be.
Yeah, we're old pals from way back when.
We cheer each other's successes.
You're going to ask me to buy you some jewelry?
No, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
We don't envy each other. We're happy for each other's successes.
Yeah.
But I'm a little worried to tell you something that you might just get really envious about.
Okay.
Speaking of my back.
Does it involve Macy's?
I just think you're going to be so jealous that we might not be friends anymore.
Boy, that would take a lot.
Because my dermatologist's name is Dr. Haunch.
Well, Matt, I hope you enjoy your solo project, Mall Walking.
Oh, yeah? What if I get Dr. Haunch in on it? He's always asking about podcasting as he's digging my back apart.
Well, listener, we're neck deep in a Macy's right now.
And you wouldn't even know it.
And there's no...
You seem free. You seem liberated.
I have a little bit
We're recording. We're recording. Full audio.
Don't do that.
Check. 1, 2, 3. Sibilance.
Well, now you got music problems. That's what Macy's is going to do to you.
They're going
to
make us pay huge royalties.
To the laws?
Yeah.
Is that who this is? There she goes. By the laws.
Who covered that, though?
The Do-Re-Mis.
Come on. Dear Needle Sewing Dead.
This is huge, too. I realize I don't really do a lot of clothes shopping in a department store.
Yeah, me either.
Not anymore, anyway.
No.
I wear the same six things. And that's really not too far of an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I certainly don't buy women's clothing, which
well,
is
it's
what
not too
we're,
late to start.
What we're dealing with. This is like a long Macy's.
No kidding.
We're still in it. We haven't turned around yet.
Should we? I mean, I guess we were almost at the end. We might as well go the
Just
whole
go
way.
The whole way. You got to get your steps in.
That's Our right. Workout this is ultimately about fitness.
This is a fitness podcast.
How many steps we done?
Steps? No way to know. I can't really monitor the steps until we finish.
That makes sense. What if your goal in fitness is do a certain amount of steps?
It'll let you know.
Count in your head?
You tell it how many steps you want to do and it'll let you know.
What if you don't know until you know?
Well, you're wearing the watch, so it'll go bub, 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 bub. It'll give you a little buzz. It'll give you a final Jeopardy sound.
But what if you don't know before you start?
You don't know how many?
Yeah.
It's vibes?
Yeah.
Well, then you got to be in tune with yourself, baby.
All right, baby. I like your style.
What's your favorite Jeopardy sound? Is it the, we're going to reveal the categories, but bling.
I think it's the Daily Double.
Is it the, we're out of time? You didn't answer the question in time?
Bup, bup, bup. No, because I was on Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
You like, ba bum, ba bum, ba bum, ba bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
Audio Daily Double.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Not even the song?
Well, the song, you can't beat the song.
You know who wrote that song?
Merv Griffin.
That's right. Oh. Guy wrote all his theme songs.
I know he did.
That's weird. That's a weird combo of...
And Alan Thicke wrote a good number of theme songs, too.
Yeah. But I specifically mean the sort of like earworm jingle.
Yeah, right.
The melodic earworm that Merv Griffin was able to harness and then also develop these shows. Wheel of Fortune is still on. Jeopardy's... I know. Is and he you Jeopardy? Were,
I think so. You and I were both on Merv Griffin's Crosswords,
yes.
which is a short-run game show. But I remember when I went to either audition or be on it, I met Merv Griffin. Or at least he walked by with a, like...
Oh, really?
Like, entourage.
That was his last show. That was the last thing he developed, was Merv Griffin's Crosswords. With our crossword ability.
We're recording. You're all on mic.
Matt, what day is it today? It's the 4th of April?
Yeah.
In 11 short days, I will have done 1,000 New York Times crosswords in a row.
Wow, Mark. That's amazing.
I started in January of 2020. New Year's Day. I just went, I'm going to do the crossword every day. And then I just never stopped. Granted, I was home for almost 18 months of that.
Right. Now, are you going to keep going or is this your milestone?
I don't know.
Will your watch let you know if you're done?
No, there's no setting for the crossword watch. There's no watch setting for the crossword.
There should be.
Our pal Craig Kikowski today, I found out, did a Tuesday New York Times crossword in under 3 minutes. That's crazy. That's fast, Matt.
Yeah. We just left the Macy's.
How do you feel about that?
It feels anticlimactic. I feel like, again, no juice, no use.
Well, Matt, did you want to take a photo of Rick Moranis' favorite vending machine?
Keymaster of Gozer. For me, the action Gozer, is the Gozerian.
The action is the juice?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's from Heat. R.I.P. Tom Sizemore.
Have you watched Heat recently?
Yeah, I watch Heat probably once a year.
You see something new every time?
Yeah, because I only watch a minute each year.
How hard would it be to drive a semi-truck wearing a thick plastic hockey helmet? Isn't that going to compromise your peripheral vision?
It seems like it, but then how hard would it be to tend goal in one of those things?
Well, that... You don't need peripheral vision, really, to stop a hockey puck. You have to just physically follow it around. Okay. I mean, I guess it can't hurt. Also, I don't think those are regulation hockey masks. I think they're
They're more Friday the 13th, Part 5 hockey masks.
Did you want to go to a different anchor store?
It's not an anchor store if it ain't at the
end. Impunity?
It's not,
no one will stop you.
No.
No one's going to care.
And it's not an anchor store. It's just a big, normal store.
Listeners, write in and let us know, what's your favorite big normal store?
Not big and tall.
No, big normal.
Big normal.
We're not talking about what they sell. We're talking about the size of the store. It's a big store, but it's a normal store.
We bought Glenn her first pair of Vans. We're passing Vans right now.
What color, what's the style on these guys?
Pink, low tops, you know, the like...
The checkerboard or the wave?
Yeah, the wave, yeah.
I bet that's cute as a button.
Well, they were too small, so she's never had them on.
Well, you think her feet will shrink?
Kid is growing like a weed.
Yeah. We're in front of Curve with no E at the end. C-U-R-V.
Or do you think that's Curve
V? Oh, it could be.
They do. But then, oh, here we are at Aldo.
Yeah, we're at Aldo. Not bad.
Look at those powder blue loafers. I mean.
Do you want to go inside and try them on?
In another world, my friend.
I always think I want a shoe like that, and then I know that I don't.
I know. I agree. Once I put it on, I realize it is folly.
But I feel like Aldo is maybe a pioneer of fast fashion.
Could be.
Where it seems like these shoes, they're not meant to last, but sometimes they do. Also, I'd like you to look over and see that there's an Easter Bunny you can get a photo with.
Sitting by himself, will you get...
Well, everybody's in line here, I think.
Get a picture of the lonely Easter Bunny just tapping his knees.
You know, I think they'd be mad that you... Click here.
Wait, are you saying you...
Am I saying what?
Were you getting nervous taking a picture of the Easter Bunny? Well, is this the new Macy's?
This feels like...
We gotta sit with the Easter Bunny.
That's what I was trying to say, is we could go get a photo with the Easter Bunny.
Oh,
but then you have to pay for it.
I don't care about that, but the line looks long.
I don't know if this is the line or that, so let's walk around again and just see. No, I was just... You know how sometimes there'll be a photo opportunity, but they don't want you... They want to do the photography.
Yeah.
They want to handle it.
Yeah. Oh, pinup boutique. That's cool.
But it's B-O-O-teak, so I bet you there's some Edward Scissorhands looking stuff in here.
Kind of like a rockabilly goth store.
Yeah. Oh, this is like a kind of a one of a kind.
Yeah, they got some Pendleton shirts.
I like the Pendletons.
Wait a minute. Was Forever 21 not an anchor store, or H&M not an anchor store?
I don't think H&M was.
Oh, so we were calling it out for nothing. Forever 21 is an anchor store because it's in a...
And it leads to the parking lot. I can see the great outdoors right there.
We had it all wrong.
We apologize to H&M and their corporate partners.
And to theirs and theirs, those and theirs.
I would like to apologize more to the M than the H.
Yeah.
But both deserve an apology, and we would like to give that now.
Right. We all know H&M stands for hit and miss fashion. And so... We hit and we miss sometimes. Look at this trash can is airbrushed with the street signs from Montebello and Whittier.
Sona, do you want to go lean on the trash can, Matt, for a photo?
Sona was born in Montebello and I was born in Whittier.
Well, no greater photo than that one right there.
And I'm looking my best, by the way.
We're almost back around, Matt. And this is going to bring up a question. How do we get upstairs? Because there's no escalator at the food court.
Well, we either go up this one or we go to the one where we're going to bust out the bank vault and have it all detailed on a podcast so there'll never be any evidence. Oh, there's some more massage chairs.
Montebello, shops at Montebello, they're really delivering here today.
Yeah. I think we have to complete the circuit. We know that much.
I don't have a problem with that, Matt, as we're rounding the corner here to Sunglass Hut and a Coach retail store. This is all Craig T. Nelson related merchandise. Did I make that joke before? Probably.
And did I make this joke before that across the way is the Dauber store? And do they compete? I couldn't name another Coach character.
Probably like Mrs. Williams or something.
Yeah. Oh, here's a fashion store called Torrid. That's interesting.
What? No, oh, thank you.
A grave? No, thank you.
Is that what that is?
What do you know about me? My grandpa's buried there at Rose Hills.
Is that where they sell on cemetery plots right here in the
And
hall?
Remember, the Eagle Rock Plaza has a forest lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to, when I die, they're going to take my ashes and make them into like a live action role playing sword that people can play with.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When I'm going to die.
When you're going to die?
Yeah. They're going to take my ashes and I'm going to have it written in. That they have to reassemble me from my ashes. Hot Topic. Let's go in Hot Topic, huh?
Really?
Oh, it's loud.
I'm already feeling like...
Yeah. It's too loud in there.
It's also too, like, congested.
Yeah.
What happened, right. Hot Topic?
Yeah.
I need a little space to look at an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
I agree.
I can't just take the assault of the... We're back. Ice cool. I remember this.
Oh, we could go up the elevator.
Oh,
the glass elevator. Do you think that thing works? Doesn't look like it.
It looks horrifying,
right? It looks like one of those pneumatic tubes that they would send messages to in Home Depot and the bank.
This reminds me also of that hotel downtown that I can never remember.
Oh, the Bonaventure?
That's it.
How could y'all?
It's not open. Oh, well.
Escalator's on.
Yeah.
Temporarily out of service, Matt. Well. If this is out of service and we can't get upstairs, this is probably a good time to just say we're taking a break. And we'll be right back with more mall walking.
Oh, good point.
Attention shoppers, mall walking will return after these messages.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bye.
Have a good day. That was the T-Mobile girl again. Seen her 3 times today.
Well, that's a good omen, right?
You know it.
It almost sounded like you said that was the T-Mobile Gilligan.
She's the Gilligan of T-Mobile.
She can't ever leave this island mall.
No, but did you notice she was like always klutzing things up and
yeah,
breaking
her,
coconuts.
Her overweight manager kept throwing his hat.
Wait, is this, was the up broken or the down broken?
We're going to find out, Matt.
Oh my God, what are we going to do? We might have to go down the up or up the down. Or
do you think you could, do you think you're physically fit enough to run up a down escalator?
I'm positive, yeah.
I think the up is working.
Too bad. I would have liked the challenge. We could still run up the up and get there in twice as time.
That's
but
true.
But we have escalator songs to do. Take it, Mark.
Every single day at the mall, the sun comes through the little sunroof right here and shines on the people.
Everybody down at the mall looks a little bit like themselves these days because they're being true to themselves. There's no rhyme for people.
Steeple.
Except for, I hadn't finished, except for steeple.
Now, what's the plan? We go up and we go around.
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right at the top of the escalators, memory portraits.
And yeah.
And
and there's a portrait happening too.
Is there?
Yeah. Oh, look at these cute kids in these portraits.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
Oh yeah. They're doing like.
But this would be a context where they wouldn't want you taking a photograph of what they're gonna photograph.
Well, you know, you can't photograph a photograph. It's Why? Physically impossible.
Wait, what?
It disrupts the time-space continuum.
No, that's not true.
Midnight Swan Boutique. Look at this.
Matt, this is weird.
Do you need to do a Fidelio sex party? Because we've got your cloaks.
A what kind of sex party?
You know, Eyes Wide Shut.
I like that your reflection is in this photo. That's good. Yeah, wow, Midnight Swan is just ball gowns, but the store itself doesn't look open. It's like someone is storing...
They're all matching.
I guess prom season is near.
Quinceañera and Fidelio sex parties.
Who's Fidelio?
That's like the password.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, now everybody knows. So yeah. We have to change the password.
Good, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Good. Now we're back at JCPenney.
I feel nothing.
Do you think that guy works there, or he's the guy, Don Roberto, that the jewelry store?
We did pass Don Roberto Jewelers.
Yeah.
Here in the shops at Montebello.
I hope he's just working there, because if that's his store, it just felt like he was sitting out there waiting for business, and I want him to do well.
Yeah, I don't know. He did seem despondent.
Yeah, makes me sad.
Did you need a baby? Because you can buy one here at the baby shop.
They got layaway here.
Matt, I think you could have a field day in here.
Yeah.
Look at your future. Just ATVs, motorcycles, all the things that Glenn could just tear up your neighborhood in.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They have a whole supermarket scanner thing for the kid with shopping carts. That's pretty great. Glenn has a kitchen. You know, she has a little baby kitchen. And
yeah.
She put a white stuffed rabbit in a pot. I put it on Instagram today. Like Fatal Attraction.
Oh, gosh.
She's boiling a rabbit. Okay, here we are at Extreme Toys. Now, I have to say I'm intrigued by a place called Extreme Toys. Look at Michael Myers facing off with some xenomorphs.
You got Jason and Freddy doing the same down here.
This is basically two-fifths of my podcasting career, right?
You saying
here.
I'm a xenomorph?
No.
These kinds of toys, I mean, it seems endless.
Yeah, let's go in. I feel the same way.
The unbridled
it's
enthusiasm.
Exciting. It's exciting.
Lots of good stuff in here,
I wonder
Matt.
If they got any vintage stuff, because if they do, I'm probably going to wet my pants.
Vintage stuff? What are you going to buy, like a G.I. Joe?
Or a Star Wars.
a G.I. Joe or a Star Wars.
I just like seeing the packaging, the old packaging. It really flashes me back.
But that's not going to be out here. That's going to be behind closed glass.
Well, that's fine. A lot of Funko Pops here. That's always a turn off.
Funko Pops are a turn off?
Yeah. It's just like wasted space, you know, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Can I get you one of these?
No, Matt, that's your thing. Are you going to tell the people what you're looking at, or are you just going to walk on by?
No, and for the record, it is not my thing.
I'm going to a game tonight with our friend, Josh Dean. Should I get him this Sam Gagne Oilers figurine? Because that's the team he cheers for.
Do you have any Marty McSorley's?
You know, to this day, Matt, at LA Kings games, guys are still wearing Marty McSorley jerseys.
That's great. Okay. All right.
Lots of toys.
Lots of horror toys.
Lots of horror toys.
Now we're talking. I'm not seeing any vintage.
No. I have a sneaking suspicion, Matt, that there are no vintage toys in here.
No, I don't think so. I think you're right.
That feels like a thing that the mall never latched onto. The vintage toy.
Occasionally you'll see it, but yeah. There's another Japanese lifestyle toys.
Yeah, Tokyo.
Japanese lifestyle.
Well, I thought it was going to say Toy-kyo, but it doesn't. It says Tokyo.
Look, there's Amazinger Z.
A what?
Amazinger Z.
I still don't know what you're pointing at.
Well, Mark, educate yourself.
I will. Okay, we're walking by the inferior pretzel vendor of the mall.
Oh, you think so?
I'm a Wetzel's guy.
There was a Wetzel's kiosk. God, that's.
I don't know that I've had either, and I think I like Wetzel's.
Really? Now here's Spencer. Now this is quiet. We could go in here.
Okay.
Because this is like Hot Topic for adults.
Well, this is old. This is like twice as old as Hot Topic.
That's what I'm saying. Right?
This has existed longer.
When families come to the mall, the kids go right to Hot Topic and the parents go right to Spencer Gifts.
Yeah, and they
all come out with dildos.
Which is weird because neither place sells them.
And they didn't go in with them. No one knows how this phenomenon happened.
I did, Matt, see some Sour Patch Kids over there.
Oh, no.
There's a wall of dildos.
You're right. And they're playing Michael Jackson music. It's starting to...
We probably should go.
Oh, my God. They just shut the gate. You're not kidding. Will you take a picture of the wall of dildos? Floor to ceiling. Well, there are some butt plugs in there. You did that so surreptitiously.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No way.
You held it so close to your chest. Look, there's some shaving cream called Coochie.
We're really learning about stuff today.
Yeah.
These t-shirts are a dollar. Do you want to buy a dollar t-shirt?
I suppose. I'd like a used dollar dildo if you have one.
That's Wednesdays only.
If you have to buy one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that might be mine.
I have to buy one? Let me find my size.
We're each going
to
buy a dollar shirt. Oh, it's buy one, get one free. We're only paying a dollar.
But... I want an extra large. Okay, there we go. We're starting in the.
So far, that's the one I'm getting.
Okay, that's a contender.
So.
Okay. These. I'm not thrilled with a lot of the selections here, Matt, in my size.
Have you ever heard of Trippic Red? Trippy Red?
No.
Because he's stealing the Def Leppard font.
Oh, I have that over here too, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty. He's not
really.
Man,
I don't know if this is really going to work out for me.
Well, you're getting one. And we're wearing it through a Macy's.
All right, well.
I can't tell you that's maybe the best I've
seen so far.
Why don't they have any
compelling stuff here, Matt, for people to listen to?
They have such obscure things. I was like, well, why don't they just have a 1980s Universal Stunt Show shirt?
Does that exist?
Here's a butterfly tie-dye that says, fuck you, bitches.
I think we're seeing a lot of the same stuff in different sizes.
Yeah. Maybe we can auction these shirts off.
My watch thinks we've stopped exercising.
We have. Just your watch is right. Okay.
And this Malcolm X shirt might be the pick. It's that or Grateful Dead or horror with a W.
That's what I chose. Okay, buddy. We found our shirts.
Great. I don't
know.
What
size is that one?
This is an XL.
This is a medium. It looks small, but okay, let's do it. Wow. We chose the same shirt, Mark.
Yeah. Good job.
Serendipity.
It's like we know each other. It's like my podiatrist's name is Dr. Haunch or whatever you said.
He's not a podiatrist.
Well, I don't think anybody.
We'd like to buy two horror shirts. Yeah, thank you.
These are $1.
I don't have change for 100.
Okay. Here's $1.
I have a little more cash, Matt. Let me see if
you
I can.
You want to get the other one? It's buy one, the other one's $1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll is it? Are they? Oh, it's buy one.
Oh.
Get one for $1.
They're not both $1.
No way.
Oh. Well, these are for two other people that come through and find their.
You thought they were $1 each.
Yeah, I thought they're $1 each.
All right, then.
Thank you. Sorry. That was a real roller coaster, and I am left sad.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
You have a master's degree.
Yeah.
I have a college degree myself.
Yeah.
That sign indicates that those shirts are on clearance for $1.
Yeah, and if we were some kind of, like, David Horowitz savvy shopper, defender of the consumer, we would have taken them to task.
I'm going to say this. I'd rather go to Hot Topic.
We should go down there and see if they... Like, hey, these people tried to bait and switch us.
You got any horror shirts with a W?
Yeah.
How much?
We just sold a coffee table. That's why I have a $100 bill. I don't normally walk around with a $100 bill. If I did, I'd be buying $8,000 massage chairs.
With $100?
Well, 80 of them.
We're doing Journeys here.
Another
shoe shop with a skateboard touch.
There's some more massage chairs. I wouldn't mind ending at those ones.
Probably will have to end at those, even though the down escalator doesn't work over there.
Right.
There's a community center.
Let's take a look at that.
This feels like a trap.
Yeah, it does. What community?
Yeah, which community are we talking about?
Community can mean a lot of things.
This doesn't seem... The doors are open. This is getting a photograph taken because it is really weird. This is just mall storage. This is like the break room or something.
I think you're right.
Oh. Matt, I'll tell you this. I'm getting a little tired.
Are you? That's because we're getting our fitness in.
We really are getting a lot of steps in. We're 45 minutes into this thing. We've gone almost a mile.
Wow. Look at the entrance to Shoe Palace. I mean, I know we're not on that side yet, but you could do a full skate park and look at that.
That's unbelievable.
Shoe Palace.
Business is picking up. I feel like people are getting off work. They're getting off school. They're coming down to the mall to hang out, try on horror shirts.
Right.
That and they think are $1, but they are not.
Some kid saved a penny a day for 100 days. His mom says, I'll pay the tax. He comes down and he's like, all I want is two horror shirts, large and medium. Give them to me.
Well, hey, while we're walking around here, I got to say this guy wrote in. I think it's a guy. Yeah, John Collins. I assume that's a man.
Yeah.
John Collins wrote in. Everybody's been writing to us about the Norman door.
Mm-hmm.
The door that looks like it pushes in, but it pulls or vice versa.
Sure.
This guy wrote in about the Gruen effect. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's sort of the design philosophy that you should build a casino in a confusing way or a confounding way where the exits are maybe not clear. And some malls are built the same way.
Really?
Malls are built with a, how did I get in here? How do I get out of here?
That's diabolical.
Victor Gruen was an Austrian immigrant who designed several pioneering malls in the 50s. And
he's Austrian and he's doing business in the 50s, and that business is large places that you can't get out of.
Well, maybe it's the theory. Now I'm reading this whole thing while I walk around. Don't let me hit anything.
Okay, hold on. Now there's a Macy's backstage?
That doesn't feel great.
We're going to get to see all the Macy's workers out of costume? Oh, my God.
This seems like it's the...
this is definitely the outlet.
The outlet, yeah. The like, ooh, wow. Someone returned this.
Yeah.
Even do you mind a stain? Come down to Macy's backstage.
Do you prefer a stain? off-price, on-trend, arriving daily. Macy's backstage.
Yeah, this is your raw stress for less, but with Macy's.
Wow. Well, did we go in the Macy's proper? We didn't see was there a toy department in there?
I did not see a toy department, but we also only went on one floor.
That's true.
And we did the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, why is this mall a little more tiring? I'm tired too. Is it just the state of our being right now?
We also did a little eating beforehand.
Yeah.
I always find for me when I exercise, I want to do it on an empty stomach.
Really?
Or maybe just have a little something.
Not me. Full ball of meatballs and pasta.
I want to eat my way through an episode of The Sopranos. And then run 6 miles. Anyway, Gruen effect. The guy maybe did like the sprawl or didn't. I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks for writing in, John Collins. I'll read this later when I'm not walking. I'm starting to get car sick and I'm not even in a car.
I got mall sick the other day. Here's lids.
Oh,
that's important that we have a lids.
I'll just take a peek in here, see if I got what I need.
That's all ball caps and then one straw hat. One like tropical straw hat.
Oh, if you need a good hat, Matt, and you don't want to go to a mall,
yeah,
may I suggest the Pasadena Hat Shop on Colorado Boulevard?
Oh, I know that place.
The man is very nice. He cleaned up. I had a hat with a big stain on it, and he cleaned it off. Did you get it
at Macy's backstage?
Of course I did. And the stain was weird, but like not in the way you think.
Yeah. It was a man stain?
Could have been.
Don't man stain me, Mark.
This store's just called Q, and we went past this once before, so this is a chain.
And we weren't sure if it's the Gadgetmeister from Bond or the...
Or the January 6th people.
Yeah. Or are they one in the same?
Why do they get a day? I guess they took it, right? They just went and took a day from all of us?
Yeah. I know. What gets a day? 9/11, January 6th, 4th of July.
Administrative assistants.
Yeah. April Fools, which we just passed.
How'd that go? Did Glenn play any pranks on
you? No, but Amanda and Sarah did.
They did?
Because we were staying down at her mom's house. Been a lot of time with the family lately. And woke up and they were in the living room and they went, just so you know, Grandma, who we call, for reasons I'll get into, Momo Conehead.
For reasons you will get into?
Yes. Not in this story. I can tell that story.
I know that story, okay. But you want the listeners to know that story.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
And they said, just so you know, Momo Conehead left her coffee out and Glenn drank a half cup of coffee. And I was going to have to watch Glenn. So I was like, oh,
but that was a lie?
Because she's already so amped. She already runs at a high frequency. And I was like, oh, no. And they let me believe that for like a half hour. And they said, by the way, that was an April Fool's. And I went, oh, today's April Fool's, which then I realized it was my daughter's year and a half birthday.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. That's no April Fool's, unless it's the long con.
All right. We're back to the parking lot.
Yeah.
A lot of ways in, a lot of ways out.
Anyway, the Momo Conehead thing is Janet Lund. She just sometimes, the Lunds just speak in a wonderful way.
Will you get my butterfly picture while you're telling me this story? Yeah.
And so, for some reason, check out this picture. For some reason, she was holding Glenn right after she was born and meant to, I guess, compliment her by saying you don't have a pinhead after birth.
Oh, sure. Sometimes babies have that. And then you see those baby helmets where people are trying to reshape
whatever. Yeah. But she was just saying, like, you don't have a cone head. But this is what come out. Oh, you call me Momo Conehead. And we all just seized on it.
You know, you just said, this is what came. You said something weird, too. We'll have to listen back to it.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Well, Matt.
There's
There's a Macy's. I don't really.
Now, they have a mannequin dressed in red sweats and a red hoodie with the hood pulled up, and it looks like one of those Royal Emperor's guards in Return of the Jedi. You see it? Or like
Guy Fawkes, like a Guy Fawkes guy?
Kind of, but or like one of the soldiers in Crawl. Or like Gary Oldman when he's in his armor and Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula. I'm so tired.
Well, this mall's really taking it out of you.
I'm so exhausted just coming in here today.
Well, we're almost to the end, I think, Matt. I mean, it's... Yeah.
But I can't even appreciate the massage chair. I don't know. I'm still looking forward to that, too.
Oh, because you're still worried about the stitches.
Well, just hurts.
Well, you don't have to turn it on. You can just sit in it.
But I want a massage.
Well, you're not going to get one from a massage chair. Unless it's $8,000 and you buy it from Macy's.
Oh, but they got vending.
You got a big birthday coming up, too. Okay, we're approaching a sign that
you're
going to
give me an $8,000 massage chair for my 50th? What if you did?
You don't really have room for it,
Toysland.
Toysland. Another one that doesn't look like they're going to have anything you want.
No, that's kind of, those are swap meet toys.
Well, let me just say this, Matt.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be worth it to go down here to this mall management office and say, hi, we make a podcast called Mall Walking. We don't mention these little microphone things that we're wearing and currently recording with. And we say, would there be a nice time for us to come and record our podcast at your mall, even though we're doing it right now?
Yeah, let's do it. You do it.
I don't want to do
it. I knew it. I called you both. I knew it.
Do you know why? Because they would just go, that's weird, and no.
Yeah, they would be... First of all, you're dealing with still the problem that shouldn't be a problem in today's world, and that is you're just as likely to get a, what's a podcast? Or where do I watch it?
What do I...
Is this something my kid stays up night with?
I don't have a very sensitive nose.
I do.
It's like the last thing. If I'm smelling something, you know it's bad. And we just passed White Barn, and that was a fright.
All candles.
You can't even make up a word very well after smelling all that.
Lunch. Boy, there's a lot of youth gift stores here that are kind of like trying to be edgy or a little.
Yeah, like we got another one right here. This is
I customize.
Oh,
it's closed. But do you think they've got a Stone Cold Steve Austin set of scrubs?
I doubt it, but they have a bunch of movie murderers in the Mystery Machine shirt.
That's great.
Well.
Okay.
I'm not sure, Matt. But it seems like we've been walking forever.
It really does. What if this mall, keeps changing? You know what I mean? So when you get 360 around, it's already rotated in a new way.
What?
Like, what? That's in a movie where you get...
Yeah.
What is that?
That's not Shangri-La, is it?
I don't know. A movie called Shangri-La.
No, but I mean, isn't that...
The real place?
The concept of, like, the real fictional place?
Like the real heaven.
There are a ton of mall kids in here. Yeah. I don't know if they're weird mall kids.
That's one in the corner there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I've stopped covering the mall, and I'm just kind of trying to get to the home base, the end of the
wrap
end
it of the up walk, at the man. Massage chairs. Yeah, well, we're nearly there, Mark. Stay strong.
I'm going to see. Gonna,
we'll do a quick eyebrow threading, and then we're almost done.
Get a photo of this body jewelry thing. that always seems dubious to me too. The like, oh yeah, where'd you get your ear pierced? Just in the kiosk in the middle of the mall.
Yeah. As opposed to like Bloomingdale's or
ear piercing's weird no matter what.
I agree. Ooh, it's Jungle Park.
Oh.
We've still got more to discover.
There's an airsoft shooting range in this mall.
What?
What happens?
Let me at it. Hi, how's it going?
Very good.
We'll take 250 rounders.
We will?
Yeah.
250s?
Yeah.
Cash or card?
Cash, please.
$24.
I don't. I sold some furniture.
Really?
How much do you sell that furniture for?
$200.
So you have two $100?
They paid in two $100. I got a... Oh, you do have the... Oh, it's going to work out.
So we're in...
I haven't used cash in 16 years.
I like using cash, to be honest with you.
Wow, this place is fun.
Jungle Park Indoor Airsoft Range. This is terrific.
Thank you.
$6. Okay. Who knew we were going to happen upon this? This is the spirit of mall walking.
This is a unique opportunity. What are these?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we are in it's like an airsoft carnival game. Are these full auto?
Semi-auto.
Let's go.
Non-auto.
Look here that you can switch to auto, semi-auto, or safe.
Oh,
so it's like really the real ones.
Oh, but
I think they're shooting plastic bullets.
Yeah, but it will go full auto if you switch it? Oh, it will. Oh, this is exciting.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't recommend to do that because it will take...
You don't get your money's worth?
So the 3 seconds to finish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But what if I don't want to win? I just want the juice.
That's all you want?
Yeah.
Right, you're good to go.
Okay.
You have the glasses?
Yeah.
Can I wear these glasses over the glasses?
I think you should. So.
All right. I'm pretty uncomfortable with this. I don't really know what I'm doing.
What now? What do we do to win?
Oh, gosh.
So
there are 20 targets there. Yours was 29. If you hit at least 25, you get a prize. There's only 50.
Listeners, I got to tell you, my neighbors have one of these and they just shoot a little target in our backyard. Oh, that one almost hit me. Almost got a ricochet. Matt, how do you feel about this?
I'm feeling pretty good. You just shot me.
I did?
Yeah, I just got hit with one of your ricochets.
I mean, that's the price of doing business. I feel like Beachhead from G.I. Joe. Why can't I hit that one? I just hit it 4 times. All right. I guess Matt can't talk and shoot. That's what I'm learning here today on mall walking. Chops at Montebello.
Mark. How's it looking over there? I got to get 4 more and I get a prize.
That's why you're not talking. I feel like I'm hitting them and they're just going down. So I might be out. I think I'm out.
Don't worry.
You'll have to go on without me, buddy.
I can't leave you behind.
I'm out. Oh, look out. Matt's a crack shot. He's locked in here, folks.
Oh, man. One more.
Don't rush it, Matt. Oh, that should have gone down and it didn't. Are you giving up? You got it. I think you're out. I think you're out.
I got it.
He did it.
Right, nice shooting. You hit,
Nice shooting,
so,
Tex.
5 targets, you can get a price of 25.
From where? From here?
Yes.
Oh, how much are these teal socks?
How much are they?
Well, do I want a cigarette lighter car charger?
Uh-huh.
A keychain?
A teddy bear.
Dildo? I guess I'll get something for my daughter.
How about a pink teddy bear?
I mean, why don't you get a picture of what the options here?
Sure, no problem.
Wow. I mean, these green socks are really calling my name.
Then no, go with your heart, man. Because everything else is going to make you sad.
I think the best thing for Glenn would be one of these two here.
Yeah, show me. Let's see both of them together. So
I think I'll go for, oops. Well that
one's just
not
the whole thing over, so. That one wants to go with you, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're probably right. Well, they both do now.
Oh, look, there's these little guys, too. A walrus.
What yeah, animal small. Would you say?
That is a... I don't know what that is.
Hey, Glenn said octopus the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty good. Huh?
What was the context for that? Was she watching Spider-Man?
She goes, octopus. Gosh. I think I'll get this.
Yeah. Let the man know.
Right. It's for my daughter.
Thank you.
All of everything she owns comes from a shooting gallery.
So I paid $12 for this 20-cent toy.
And I just didn't really hit any targets.
That's fun though, isn't it?
I guess so.
Did you ever play airsoft like against each other?
No, never ever. I'm not a big shooter, Matt. I was not a gun boy. Despite my love of G.I. Joe and all things sort of like...
Not a gun boy, huh?
Well, what do we get to cut with these samurai
Pure
swords?
Pure blades. This is a store just swords. This is amazing.
Buy one, get 50% off, Matt.
I've fallen for that before.
Well, I think they mean it. This sword, this is the kind of sword I want to be made into when I'm gone.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
I'd probably go with like a... Well, it's hard to tell.
Is that He-Man sword?
It seems like it's probably going to be more anime.
Yeah.
What sword do I want to be made into?
I think you should be that black one. Then.
Really?
Yeah.
I want like a classic, like a fantasy Dungeons and Dragons-y sword. If I'm gonna, it's got to be a two-hander, maybe a hand and a half, a bastard sword.
Sure.
Maybe one of these guys.
I only buy swords to the tune of Third Eye Blind. Here's a lightsaber knockoff.
That's the sword maybe you'd be made into. More than they do have actual just knives.
And actual Funko Pops.
I think maybe this is why we're getting tired, because we're going into more of these places and they exhaust me.
Yeah.
One more thing. Sorry.
Oh, it's that nice family again.
Doing a lot of business in here.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Let me get one more photo of the wall of swords.
Well, I remember when I was a kid and when butterfly knives hit the scene, it's all the neighborhood could talk about. We'd go to the swap meet and buy butterfly
knives. I think you're joking, and then I think you're really not joking at all.
No, it was a big deal. And we'd go to Oxman Surplus and buy butterfly knives.
Oxman's Surplus.
Yeah.
Oh, this is maybe the best looking cap store I've seen yet. They're really different. Cap City is really differentiating themselves from your lids and your other cap stores.
And look at the entrance to the shoe palace. There's no way this was originally a shoe palace, right?
No.
This had to be like...
probably like a fertility clinic.
Or Logan's Run. Okay.
Well,
we've done it.
I do believe we are standing above the place where they make food and give it to people. And so I think we've completed our loop. There's some weird mall kids in our massage chairs, though, Matt.
Oh, man, we might have
so
to roust them out.
So now, what do we do?
Should we go to that one down
here? Is there one
here?
Down here?
I think that's the one we talked about.
Down by the sad jewelry man?
Oh, maybe not. No, this was it.
This was it. Yeah. And I think they're...
T-Mobile's really giving Verizon a run for their money. It's kind of a dead Verizon store.
Yeah, it doesn't look promising.
Wait, we haven't seen any of these stores.
What's FYE? Oh, this is the last store of the whole thing, because there's our broken escalator.
FYE. For your information.
For your infotainment?
For your inflammation.
What was the name of that street down in the shops at the block at Orange?
Oh, Shoppertainment.
Shoppertainment.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to go down this.
I don't think we can go down
this.
Yeah,
we can.
You're going to go down this? Matt, this is impossible. I'm not doing this. I'm going to die. Matt.
I'm almost down. I'm almost down.
Oh, come on now.
You don't have to.
Well, how do I...
You just have to go a little
faster. Okay, now it's easier. It's getting past the first ones.
There's Mark. All right.
We got to find some massage chairs. There's a Wetz's Pretzels. That's your pretzel maker. There's two of them here. Really?
If you're going to go to a, if you're going to get pretzels.
The doubling up. Wow.
Wetzel's is where it's at.
We actually paid $22 for this.
Because I didn't hit anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I hit a few.
Okay.
Don't mind me just really yawning.
Molly yawning.
We've mall walked. Now it's time to mall yawn.
Well, I've said it before, but listener, you haven't lived till you walk a mall in our shoes.
And that's advice to grow on.
It is advice.
Where are these massage chairs?
No kidding.
We have doubled back now twice.
We still have to drive home in traffic.
We're basically mall walking twice here.
That's the other thing. The more we do this show, the farther we have to go from our homes.
To find malls.
Yeah.
So we might have to start doing like more than one a day.
I was thinking about that.
We might have to double up to go far and then come back.
Yeah.
Like go to a far one in a day. Yeah.
Del Amo.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Beverly Center is going to take us a full day.
Oh, just getting there.
Yeah.
God, I
here's two massage chairs, Matt.
Sweet.
There's four massage chairs. Do you want to go on this side to try to get away from the...
Sure.
The noise.
Does this take hundreds?
I doubt it. It's $5 for 15 minutes. That's too long.
It doesn't even give you an option. Oh, no.
$1 3 minutes, $5 is...
You want to just do the 3 minutes? Because that's probably all my... So we have to rate this mall and talk highlights and lowlights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's first of all check that everything's still recording. Looks like it.
Accepts bills only. Here, Matt, let me get you a dollar bill here.
Okay. Thanks.
You sold the coffee table. We had a garage sale, so I got a bunch of loose ones.
I do too now. Okay. We got 3 minutes.
You do. It wouldn't take this bill.
Well, it took my bill, but it ain't... Oh, here we go. Okay.
How's it on your back?
So far, it ain't touching
the spot. I'm worried
about you. I am too, but I think it's going to...
Well, just lean forward when it hits you.
What if it opens the wound?
Don't let it do that.
Okay.
Well, shops at Montebello Massage Chair Minute.
Low lights?
The lack of dramatic tension surrounding a Macy's.
I don't know what to say, Mark. I agree with you, but listen to yourself. Maybe we should bring dummy handheld mics and just pull them out when we get to Macy's.
I don't want to recreate that.
Okay, I'm with you.
I sort of started to say at the food court, there are pluses and minuses to these.
Yeah.
The pluses are we can do whatever basically we want. And I don't think anyone's ever really going to say anything. But the minus really is, it loses the like curiosity of shop owners, mall goers, of who are you guys and what are you doing?
I do feel like we could have done okay with handhelds. I only saw one security guard.
You walked right by.
Yeah.
But the microphones do give you a little spice, a little magic, as you say, a little juice.
Yep.
And we lacked some juice today, and that would be maybe my low light. It has nothing to do with the actual mall.
Right. Well, for me, the action is the juice. So what's the highlight?
This mall to me feels the most like a mall of any mall we've been in so far.
Oh, I
would say vibe is right, because it isn't fancy, but it's not fancy.
Yeah.
It's just, it knows who it is.
With the Burbank Town Center.
Yeah, but Burbank Town Center seemed to be suffering from some empty stores, and this really doesn't have a lot of that.
Right. I agree with you. This is a solid, solid mall.
Yeah, how do you feel about the mall?
It's mallid.
It's what?
Mallid.
Oh, that's sad.
I feel the same way, my friend. And so out of five stores...
Uh-huh. You're really getting rumbled right there.
We have stores.
A store is a full point.
Kiosk
is a point.
Is a half point.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a
kiosk?
It was a massage chair.
Yeah, so
I'm going to give this mall...
You didn't even talk about any of the stores you liked. Did you like that toy store? Did you like the sword store? You loved Airsoft.
Yeah.
You went away. You turned into like Mark Wahlberg in Sniper, a movie I've never seen and could only assume that you were like that.
Well, for one thing, I don't think he's even in it. Oh, no, I'm thinking of American Sniper. I turned into the fake baby in American Spider.
American Spider?
I'm so tired. Okay, I give this mall 3 stores and 1 massage chair, so
3.25. 3.25.
Yeah. How about you?
I'm not just saying this, Matt. I think I was going to give it the exact same score.
Good. That means that's what this mall is.
And it's what it should be.
Yeah.
It's all it needs to be.
And our massages are done.
Well, friends, that's another episode of Mall Walk. And if you watch the show, how?
Yeah, let us know.
How are you doing that?
Are you behind us?
Are you following us? If you want to write into the show, you can at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, I took a few pictures today and I'll be posting those. You can see that at Shrimps Radio, I think. There's a Twitter account, but I don't remember what that is.
My band Townland's playing a small ambiance show down in Long Beach on the 23rd at 4th Street Vine at 4 p.m., 4 to 7.
We'll be playing. Is that a Sunday?
Yeah.
I'm playing with a band called Mason Prophet. 1 week later.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday, like in the afternoon.
Come see us do some music.
They must be doing this thing down there where they're having bands.
Wait,
in the
are you playing at the same place?
It's a 4th Street place Vine? Called Vine.
4th Street Vine? Yeah.
Yeah.
The wine bar?
It must be the same place.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Well.
So next week, if all goes as planned or hoped for, not next week, next episode, you'll have part 2 of Shops at Santa Anita. It is by no means a certain thing.
No, it's not.
But it's looking good.
Yeah. And I think we'll bust out the handhelds for that. Maybe all 3 of us will be on corded mics.
That
just
does
to
sound
make
nice.
It just to make it.
Well, cuz the other thing
we
is
we have
though,
permission.
And I'm whispering this so that if they're listening they won't hear it.
Uh-huh.
We can now if they don't approve it or they ghost us. We got these babies.
Yeah. But then what does Sona do?
Shit.
We got to get another one of these.
But they don't work together.
These do, but...
No, but we 3 won't work.
And then we'd have to get it and figure it out.
We'll figure something out. Well, maybe we'll just... You and I will just, like, wrap our arms around each other and use 1 mic.
I mean, we do it when we're not recording, so we might as well record it.
Speaking of that, let's get back to it.
You got it, Matt.
We'll see you next time.
For Pistol Shrimps Radio.
This is Mall Walking.
And I'm Buzz Kilbib.
And my name is Guy's Going This Hanging Test Source. Hi.
Thank you for listening to Mall Walking, brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walking is executive produced by Matt Gorley and Mark McConville. Associate produced by Matt Gorley and Mark McConville. Recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gorley. No one else is involved in this production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.